This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The White House says it will use emergency funds to provide reduced food aid to more than 40 million Americans, with no end in sight to the government shutdown. Two judges ruled that the Trump administration was not allowed to freeze the payments. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
We're starting to see now people not getting money for food stamps. That will put pressure, I think, particularly on Democrats. We're also starting to see another looming deadline in terms of paying the military. That, I think, will put particular pressure on Republicans. And, of course, the calculation always with these shutdowns is who wins the public relations argument. And when one side feels that like it's losing that, it tends to kind of sue for peace, if you like. But at the moment, the standoff continues.
President Trump has stepped up his campaign against Zoran Mamdani, the Democrat whose favourite to win Tuesday's election to be mayor of New York City. Mr. Trump said he would be unlikely to contribute more than the legal minimum of federal funds to New York if Mr. Mamdani won. People in Tanzania have been sharing images of dead bodies strewn on the streets after the violence that followed last week's election. Access to the internet was blocked until Monday afternoon, hours after Samia Suluhu Hassan was sworn in for her second term as president. Richard Kagoi is in Nairobi.
There's still heavy deployment of the military and police. Lots of restriction of movements in various parts of the commercial capital, Dar es Salaam. But the thing is, the issues that got the young people and majority of the protesters onto the streets have not been resolved. People want election reforms. This is quite uncharted territory for Tanzania, but with a burgeoning, you know, population of Gen Zs who have seen what has happened in other parts of the world, there's that great awareness and push for reforms because lots of people are enlightened and they want to have a stake in the way the country is governed.
A worker in Italy who was rescued from under a partially collapsed medieval tower after nearly 12 hours has died in hospital. The man was part of a team restoring the Torre dei Conti near the Colosseum in Rome. This report from Sophie Glass-Ryan.
The rescue operation at the Torre dei Conti was long and complex. At one point, after the initial collapse, firefighters had put up some protection around the trapped man, which shielded him when a second collapse sent a shower of bricks tumbling down. After nearly 12 hours, the worker, a Romanian who's reported to be in his 60s, was freed and taken to hospital. Earlier, three others, part of a team who were restoring the 29-metre-high tower, were pulled out of the rubble. One is said to be in a critical condition. The Rome Prosecutor's Office has opened an investigation.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Peru says it's cutting off diplomatic relations with Mexico for offering asylum to a former Peruvian prime minister. Betsy Chavez is said to have taken refuge in the Mexican embassy in Lima. She's facing criminal charges over an alleged coup attempt 3 years ago when former President Pedro Castillo tried to dissolve Congress. Peru's foreign minister told reporters that Mexico had committed an unfriendly act. The Mexican government has not yet responded to the allegations. The Asian fast fashion giant Shein has imposed a total ban on sex dolls from its online platform after facing condemnation for selling childlike figures in France. The French authorities had threatened to ban the Chinese retailer if it ever sold such products again. Shein withdrew the dolls and announced an internal investigation. A new study has shown that walking more than 3,000 steps a day can slow down memory loss in patients with early signs of Alzheimer's disease. The Harvard University study found that moderate exercise helps to reduce the build-up of toxic proteins in the brain, which cause Alzheimer's. Experts tracked around 300 cognitively healthy people. The American actress Diane Ladd, who was nominated for 3 Oscars, has died. She was 89. Ladd earned her first Academy Award nomination for her performance in 1974's Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. The other two were for supporting roles in Wild at Heart and Rambling Rose, both of which also starred her real-life daughter, Laura Dern. Speaking to a reporter in Scotland, she spoke about directing her ex-husband.
Well, my motto is, ladies, if you want revenge, direct your ex-husband. But it was wonderful directing Bruce because I told him he was a pretty bad husband, in my opinion, but a magnificent actor.
BBC News.